You've Got Mail. Narrated by Alexandra Anderson. Narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. You've Got Mail by Him and Her. I have a job that periodically demands a great deal of evening work. This often involves difficult judgments, choices, so to speak, between business and pleasure. The reason behind this is that my partner is an exceptionally gorgeous and passionate woman. She knows what she wants and is more than familiar with the art of seduction. And when she's got that far, she really knows how to give a man the utmost pleasure. So, obviously, there are often extremely difficult decisions to be made between duty and enjoyment. She knows I'm watching her out of the corner of my eye, as she slowly takes off her dress and lets it fall to the floor. Still wearing her stockings, bra, and panties, she lies down on the sofa. She stretches, looking steadfastly at me, then begins stroking over her breasts, down across her tummy, onto her thighs and back up again towards her crotch. She knows I like what she's wearing. Brown stay-ups and matching bra and panties in a transparent, gauzy brown material with rust red and orange lace trimmings. She continues stroking her tummy and thighs, closing her eyes, making small sounds and writhing almost imperceptibly. I try to maintain my concentration, but it isn't easy. She knows I'm watching her and enjoying it. Placing her hands again on her breasts, she cups them in her hands and squeezes them gently before pulling her bra slightly to one side so that one nipple is visible. She pulls it gently, her playful finger making it harden. Now I'm watching her openly. She knows it and can see that I want her. I give up on everything to do with budgets and get up. She looks at me, shakes her head, and makes unmistakable signs that I am to remain sitting. While gently massaging one breast, her other hand slips down towards her panties and holds them to one side. Still looking at me, she lets her tongue glide across her lips. She leans her head back, closes her eyes, and holding her panties to the side with one hand, strokes her bush and pussy lips with the other. She raises her head a little and glances over at me, knowing full well that my sitting there watching is just about unbearable. She spreads her legs a little, giving one finger a little suck before gently slipping it a little way into her opening. A few low moans escape her. I have to undo my trousers, releasing my dick, which is clearly ready for action. But again she shakes her head. Just look, don't touch. She closes her eyes again and rubs her slit. Getting to her feet now, she slowly takes off her panties, but keeps her bra and stockings on. I have to admit.